WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Have you ever wondered if something happened at home or out in public where someone was bleeding, would you know what to do? My guest today is going to talk about just that. Amy Lambert is an injury prevention specialist in trauma and acute care surgery at the University of Kentucky. Well, Amy, thank you so much for talking with me today. I'm really interested in, and I'm going to try to attend in person, an upcoming event called Stop the Bleed that's coming up on Wednesday, April 29th at the Gatton Student Center at UK. Can you tell us a little bit about what is Stop the Bleed and what's the target audience? Who are you aiming at learning about this?
Of course. Thank you again for having me, and we always love talking about Stop the Bleed and getting that information out to the community. So Stop the Bleed was an initiative that came about several years ago. It was from the White House after the Sandy Hook shooting. And so the American College of Surgeons and their Committee on Trauma worked with several other agencies and came up with Stop the Bleed as a means of educating the public and empowering the public for how they could be empowered to intervene for bleeding control in an emergency.
And this could be bleeding from somebody falling, being in a motor vehicle collision, being a victim of violence, anything that would cause a person to bleed. And you don't need medical education to do this. It's my understanding is it's open to really to any member of the public.
It is, yes. So we go from school age children all the way up to anybody, you know, anybody that's interested in learning to do this in the public. So from children that are old enough to do the steps and understand, as you know, all the way up to any age.
You know, it's my understanding from you and I talking before, Amy, that really Stop the Bleed in some ways is even simpler for a person to learn than, say, basic CPR techniques, which many of our listeners probably already know about. But we're not talking rocket science. We're not talking brain surgery here. We're talking something that really anybody can do.
Absolutely. It's basically three simple steps that we teach everyone, starting with pressure, and then, you know, if need be, move on to packing and tourniquets to control bleeding and potentially save a life.
And when we talk about pressure, we're talking about direct pressure on, say, a source of bleeding, and then packing would be like putting gauze or some type of material in that area to keep a person from bleeding?
Absolutely. So yes, pressure would be direct pressure on the wound, and then if you continue to see, more bleeding, or it's not slowing down, then you would move on to packing. And really, packing at this point in this type of emergency, we don't care what kind of material you pack with that's absorbable. It could be, gauze if you happen to have an emergency kit, but if you don't, you can use a T-shirt. You can use a gym sock for all we care at this point, as long as we pack it tight. And at that point, the person will eventually go on to the hospital, and where we would take care of anything, that may have gotten in the wound and make sure the wound is clean. So yes, packing, really don't hesitate to use whatever you have available to you.
And then for a tourniquet, something like a belt or a piece of bungee cord or pretty much anything where you could tie something around a person's limb potentially could work?
Yes, you can use things like a belt or something that you can tie like a bungee cord. However, tourniquets are readily accessible, like combat quality style tourniquets are readily available on Stop the Bleed website, but also on Amazon. And that would be the preferred type of tourniquet to use because it has what's called a windlass that you can actually tighten after you encircle the limb. And that's really where your bleeding control comes in when you activate that windlass. But we would encourage you to use whatever you have if you don't have that, a tourniquet.
And so this will be, I think, 11 to 1 p.m. on Wednesday, the 29th, at the Gatton Student Center at UK. And folks can always just put in their search engine, Stop the Bleed, University of Kentucky. Is there anything else before we part, Amy, that you would want our listeners to know about Stop the Bleed?
Well, so Stop the Bleed, you know, as we've touched on, is really for anybody. And it's really an important tool to empower the public to know that they can intervene in these life-threatening emergencies. And the number one cause of preventable death after injury is bleeding. So that's why this is really important for all of us to have and to know. And if you also go to stopthebleed.org, you will be able to find and search for upcoming courses. If you cannot make the one on the 29th, we will be listing more locally. But even if you're not local to us, you can search in your local area and hopefully find courses. And if you can't find one, you can always request one on stopthebleed.org.
My thanks today to Amy Lambert, Injury Prevention Specialist in Trauma and Acute Care Surgery, for talking with us about Stop the Bleed at the UK Gatton Student Center on April 29th from 11 to 1 p.m. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.